Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to begin and complete the short Simon Tuf Yud Beis, and Be'ezus Hashem start Tuf Yud Gimel. So we begin with Sif Aleph in Simon Tuf Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Erav Chatzi Hayom HaRishon L'Ruach Tzofon. A person, as we'll see, made a mistake and thought that you're allowed to do this, but you're not allowed to do this. But what he did was, he made on Erev Shabbos two Erev Tuchumim. One he made in the northern direction, Vasheni L'Ruach Dorom, and the second one he placed in the southern direction. And he thought, mistakenly, Shatah, he made the mistake and thought, V'hayasovar She'ef Shalasus Kain. He thought you're allowed to do this. So in other words, he would have, for the first 12 hours of Shabbos, his focal point would be in the north, and for the second second 12 hours of Shabbos, let's say, he thought he could make his focal point be in the south. And this way he thought, mistakenly, he'd be able to go 2,000 amas in the northern direction for the first half of Shabbos, from that new focal point, and he thought, for the second half of Shabbos, he could go 2,000 amas from the new southern focal point. Now that's not allowed. As we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Aleph, Rotz Lomar, he thought, Leilech Shachris Kan, the Arav is Kan. He thought in the morning he would go here, in the evening he would go there. Now that's not allowed. Avol be'emes, ein Erev l'chatzi Shabbos. You're not allowed to make an Erev for half a Shabbos. You have one focal point at the beginning of Ben HaShemashos, wherever you set that up, either by physically being there, by putting food there, etc., by the dinim that we learned in the previous simonim about, you can designate a specific place below a tree, let's say by the roots, as your focal point when you're traveling on the road. Any of these situations, you have one focal point. You're never allowed to have two focal points for the first half of Shabbos and the second half of Shabbos. V'kivin shuriniach b'shnei makomos, and since this person over here mistakenly put down two, what, on their own, each would be a valid Erev Techumim, v'niskavin l'shnei, and he intended both of them to work, v'achasu de'konsolo v'eni de'ezehu. So one of them works, and he doesn't know which one works. So therefore, nosen olov chumrezu v'chumrezu. As we will see in the rest of this Mechaber, he's restricted to only going where the two focal points overlap. Any area that they overlap, he can go to. But if there are areas that they don't overlap, so it's only able to be gotten to from the focal point in the north and can't be reached from the focal point in the south and vice versa, so then those areas he's not allowed to go to, as we'll see in the rest of this Mechaber. The issue footnote number one points out that when he's talking about making both of these, one in the north and one in the south, they're both chal in his mind incorrectly, but they're both chal during the Ben HaShemashos period of time. But if he were to have said, I want this one to be chal, let's say in the north, during the Ben HaShemashos period of time, and I want the second one to be chal in the middle of Shabbos at 10 a.m. in the morning, so then, in fact, the second one is not chal, only the first one is chal, because an Erev Tchumim has to be chal during the Ben HaShemashos period of time for it to work. The Mechaber continues and he tells us this was one case where he made the mistake. He thought he could have two Erev Tchumim, one in the north and one in the south. Or, Osha Amar Lushnaim, or he said to two people, Irvu Alai, go make an Erev for me. And Echot Erev Alav Letzofon, and one person put the food over there in the north, making his focal point in the north, and one person Ve'echot Ledorim, one person put his focal point, his Erev Tchumim, in the south. So what is the halacha? Iminiach kol echad in both of these situations, either where he mistakenly did it himself or he sent a shliach to do it for him. Iminiach kol echad eruvo b'sof alpayim. If each of them did it at the maximum distance, so let's say he's right plop, now his house is in the middle. He's living in an area where he's just his house, that would be his focal point. And he sent one person north, 2,000 amas north to make a new focal point over there. And he sent the other person 2,000 amas south to make the focal point over there. So he is standing right now in the middle. He's not allowed to move more than Dalet Amos, because if his real focal point was in the north, then he's at the extreme southern end of that northern focal point and can't move even one Amma further south. If his, in fact, real focal point was now 2,000 Ammas to the south without Erev Tuchumim, so then he can't even move one Amma to the north. So this person in this situation is stuck over here, lo yozuz mi mekomo. He can't move at all from his Dalet Amos. Why? Mechaber says, Shein Yadua is Erev Kanalo. He doesn't know, is the northern one the one that's really his, or is it this other one that is Erev Tuchumim is really his? And therefore, he's stuck. He can't move at all. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Beis, he's not allowed to move from where he is, Mibeso. Ba'afilu kibnei iraweno. And he doesn't even, if his house is in the city, he doesn't even have the rest of the city to walk in. Doha lo niskavin likno shviso ela b'makom ha'eruvin. Because his intention was to make it outside the city in that northern point or in that southern point, and therefore, he doesn't even have the city over here. The enu yodei ezem imkona. And he doesn't know which one works. And therefore, b'al kain, Erev Hadorom Mafsid Alpayim Shol Tzafon. The southern one over here causes him to lose any distance going beyond where he is in the north. The Erev Hatzafon in the northern one, Mafsid Alpayim Shol Darom, doesn't allow him to go even 1 foot, one amma, further south. And therefore, he's stuck over here. He cannot move. The issue footnote number 2 points out that Afal Pi Shebechlal Hu Biyadenu Shesofek Erev Lahakil, even though we have a regular klal over here that we normally go Lakula by an Erev, and we previously learned in Simon Tov Tes that if a person had an Erev and he doesn't know when it got burned up, let's say, or when it got lost, it was placed there, and he doesn't know, was it extant during the Ben HaShemoshes period of time or not? So then we said, you can go Lakula over there, and it's kosher. You can assume Sofek Erev is kosher. And likewise, in regards to Breira, we can say over here, Yesh Breira, whether we retroactively appointed the guy in the north or retroactively appointed the guy in the south, depending on which way the Talmud Chacham is coming, for example, we'll learn that in Mirtz Hashem towards the end of Simin Tov Yud Gimel. So we apply the din of Breira by Erev because it's the din the Rabbanan, and we go Lahakel. So over here, how come we don't say also as well Lahakel and say let one of the two work and not both of them work and therefore he's in trouble? Rabbi Akiva Eger explains as follows, based upon a Tosus and Beitza, and he says, Shaklal Shesofik Derabbanan Lakula, that which we normally go, Sofik Derabbanan Lakula, is only said, Dafko Bemokum Shakula Hirak Litzad Echod Shalasofik. That's when one way is a Kula and the other way would be a Chumra, so then we can go over here at Lakula. But in this situation, both of the Tzadim over here would be a Kula if we were allowing this. So if the north was, so then he's a Kula in the north. If the south is, then it's a Kula in the south. And therefore, Shtei Kulus Hasosros Zuazu do not work. So these two contradict each other, and therefore neither one is good. He has a further discussion about this. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. The issue footnote number 3 brings down that we previously paskin from the Ramah in Simen Tov Ches, that if a person put his Erev chutz li'apayim amma, she'en okona, it doesn't work. If you placed it outside 2,000 amas from where you are, so then the Erev doesn't work. And he retains his cheskes habayis in that situation. So why don't we say over here the same thing? Since neither of these two Erevs work for him, so he should retain his house Erev and at least be like his house. So he brings down from the Nesivas Shabbos that this case is different. He says, Shadafgo bimokum shalo chal ho erev klal. In the situation that we brought in Simon Tov Ches on the Ramah, the erev didn't work at all. And therefore we say, Bevadai, daito al bei. So he certainly wants his house to be retained. But here, one of the erevs really is working for him. You just don't know which one. And we can't say over here that he wants to retain the tchum of his house. The Rosh Hashulchan gives a different teretz. The Rosh Hashulchan says, "Kisheiniach eruva chutz l'apayim amma." In Simen Tov Ches, the Ramah says that we ignore that. That was a mistake, and therefore yadu alon bevadai shetisgal lehatos. When the person realizes the mistake over there, irotze eshvisas beso. He doesn't want the place that he can't reach because that would ruin it for him. He wouldn't be able to walk dalet amos. So therefore, once he finds out that that doesn't work, he obviously wants to retain his house tchum. But here, if he knew that he wasn't able to acquire two shvisos over here, he would have wanted one of them to work. I just don't know which one would work. And therefore, this case is different than the Simen Tov Ches case that the Ramah paskind. We ignore the faulty Erev Tchum that he tried to do, and he allow him to retain his current position in his house. Here it's different. And the Mechaber continues to expand on this idea, and he says as follows. If the person was at his middle focal point over here, and instead of making 1,000 amas to the north and 1,000 amas to the south, instead, he didn't make it that far north and that far south, so then he gets the overlap area. Wherever both of those two focal points, the one in the north and the one in the south, overlap with each other, so then he's allowed to go in that area. He's not stuck in his dalet amos. For example, Ketzad, what's the example? Nosan kolechad eruv l'sof elef mibeso. Let's say he made 1,000 amma north from where he is, and 1,000 amma south from where he is. So now, they're 2,000 amma apart from each other, but one in the north can reach the one in the south. That's exactly 2,000 ammas. That's at its upper limit of extension south, and vice versa, the one in the south, that's at its upper limit extending to the north. So therefore, yesh lo elef amma mibeso l'chol echad me'eruvim. So the guy in the middle can go 1,000 amma to the northern potential Erev Tchumim, and he can go 1,000 amma south to the potential Erev Tchumim because they overlap with each other. If the northern one was correct, he still could go from where he is to the north. And if the southern one was correct, he can still go from where he is to the south. So he has that entire area of overlap to travel. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Gimel. The Mimanushach, again, Either way, if the northern one was, he has 2,000 amas in every direction. If the southern one was, he has 2,000 amas in every direction. And they overlap in the 2,000 amas in between them. And therefore, v'kan ein me'ir of zeh li'ir of zeh l'alpayim. If we're talking about that they're exactly 1,000 amas each from his original place, so then they're 2,000 amas from each other. V'chutz le'iruvim ein yochol alechas afilu p'si'achas. But therefore, he can't go even one step north or one step south from the two focal points that he set up. So he can travel in between the northern new focal point and the southern new focal point because they're exactly 2,000 amma apart, but he can't even go one amma further north and one amma further south. The b'chol echad nomar shev ha'eruv shekenegdo kodolo, because maybe the other eruv is the right one. So if the northern eruv is the right one, he can't go one amma beyond the southern eruv, but he can go all the way to the southern eruv. And if the southern eruv is right, he can't go one amma beyond the northern eruv, but he can go to the northern eruv. And therefore, in this situation, the b'chol echad nomar shem ha'eruv shekenegdo kodolo v'kol echad ha'apayim. So each one works, and the area of overlap is where he's allowed to go. And the Mechaber continues and gives us another case as well. He says, Nasan echad lemizrach, for example, if one put it east, l'sof elef, one made from his focal point where he was in his house, he made his eruv, one of them, to the east, 1,000 amma. V'asheni lemarv, the second one to the west, l'sof chamesh mios, at 500 amma. So then here the eruv overlap is going to allow him to go a little bit further. Holech lemarv elef, he's allowed to go to from his where he is right now to the western side, he can go the 1,000 amma over there, because that's 2,000 amas from the eastern point that he made his focal point. Mikoch mashashir lo eruv shemizrach, because if the eastern one was, he can still go 2,000 amas from that eastern one, which would be 1,000 to where he is, and then additional 1,000. So he can even go 500 beyond the mariv eruv that he had set up. And to go in the other direction, he can go elef v'chamesh mios, mikoch mashashir lo eruv shemarv, because the western one was only 500 away from where he is, so he comes back that 500, and then he gets 1,500. So he can even go another 500 beyond where he set up his eastern eruv to be. With that, we conclude Simen Tav Yud Beis. And now we can begin Simen Tav Yud Gimel, which is also a short simen, and we'll begin it today, and we'll finish it in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. And this deals with din hama'ariv l'rabim. If a person is going to make an eruv on behalf of his town or on behalf of a large number of people, we discussed this a little bit previously, and here we have more details. So the mechaber begins sif aleph hama'ariv l'rabim mishalo. If somebody goes and makes an eruv for the rabim from his own material, from his own food, as we've already learned previously, you need to have a shtei sudos, two mazon of shtei sudos for every single person. So he takes from his own pocket and he puts out on their behalf. The Mishmur explains the Sifkar and Aleph. The same exact halacha applies if they were to have given it to him. The Gam binosnu kolechem ifnei atzmo, the same din applies. Kishminiach echo bishvilom, when one person is putting it out on behalf of everybody else. Tzorech loma bishor sheminiach, he has to state when he puts it out. Shuminiach l'shem erev l'chol b'nei ir, he's putting it out on behalf of everybody in the city. As we've already learned previously, ukadel b'simen tov tes, sivches, and in the Mishnah Berurah there. Ella, here we're talking about kishenosein erev mishalo. If he's doing it on his own, not taking their food, he's taking his own food for them, bishul kulam, for each person, shnei sudos, then he's also, in addition to saying he's doing it for them, tzorech lezakos mitchila aide acher, he has to acquire the food for them by using somebody else to acquire it on their behalf, bishvilam. Before he can say this, they have to own it, so to say. So somebody else has to acquire it. He can't acquire it for them. He gives it to somebody else who acquires it on their behalf, and then he can place it out there on their behalf. The issue footnote number one brings down that the nusach of this amira b'minyach l'rabim, the way that he has to do this over here, the way he says it, brings out from the Shelus Chuz Chassam Sofer, Shemi Shirotz Elazakos Es HaRabim, if he wants to do this to benefit everybody, Yaniach B'tchilas Hashona, he should do this at the beginning of the year, and V'yazache De'acher L'chol B'nei Iro, he can acquire this with his own food on their behalf, somebody acquires it, he gets to give it to somebody else to make a kinyan on their behalf. And this would apply for all the people living currently in the city, as well as l'chol ha'asidim l'dur ba'ir, anybody else that comes to live in the city. V'yodia al-kach b'beis ha'kneses. And he has to make an announcement in the shul, k'dei she'edu kol ha'kol f'nei ha'shabbos she'zichu avurim, that they all should know before Shabbos starts that he did this for them. K'mo she'osin de'eruv v'chatzeros b'erev Pesach, just like similar to the din of an eruv v'chatzeros for an entire town that they do every year, erev Pesach. And then the people in this town, therefore, the people in this town now have an Erev, which they can take advantage of if they want to. And each person can decide every Shabbos, do I want my focal point to be in my house, or do I want my focal point to be in this place that they set up, this Erev Tchumim, for anybody that wants to use it. and people coming to visit in the middle of the year, they have to be informed that this was done, this zikui was done on their behalf. If they want to take advantage of it, they're allowed. In the issue footnote number 2, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Oz Zatzal, brings down over here that Nechluku HaAchronim, as to whether in this situation, in Tzorach HaErev Liyos Shalo Bikinyan Gamur, does he have to own this Erev over here when he's doing this on behalf of everybody else, that he can be acquiring it for them. So if people come and go from this town, so he acquired it for them, and now he has to get it back from them and acquire it for other people. So do you really need to make a full kinyan or not? So he said, this is a machlokus amongst the achronim. He brings down, first, the opinion of the Atzei Almogim, who says, Tzorich liknos es ha'erev b'kinyan gomer. He has to go and acquire it back from them with a kinyan gomer. But then he brings down the opinion of the Hemek Sheila, that says, Dai b'kach sheyesh lo zuchus. It's enough if he still has his chus, that nobody can stop him from eating this erev if he wants to. It's his own food, and that's enough that he can be mezaket on behalf of everybody else. How do we paskin over here? So the Shevet HaLevi points out that if you require, like the Atzei Almogim, a kinyan gomer, so then he questions, is it enough that you make a kinyan that's a temporary kinyan for a certain period of time, or tzorech liknos kinyan liolam, or does it have to be a permanent kinyan? And he brings down, this is also machlokas amongst the poskim, but his personal opinion is that one can rely upon the opinion of the Hemek Sheila, and it would be dai over here if you have the ability that nobody can prevent you from eating it, that would be enough. And mazaka in the tzorech lachzor v'liskos bo ayde maisa kinyan, doesn't have to make a full kinyan. He also brings down as well from the Chassam Sofer over here that the minhag in Frankfurt in Germany was laniach chavish al tavlin. They would put out for the erev tchumim a spice jar of some sort filled with spices, because as we've learned previously, it's enough if you put out enough spices for two meals. And since in a let's say a large container of pepper or something like that, there would be certainly beis udos shirim of tavlin over here shiaspiku l'chol ha'holchem. This way, you never would run out, and it wouldn't be a problem. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul HaMa'ariv L'Rabim adds over here from the Prima Gadim that when you collect this over here and put the Erev Techumim all together for all the people, Ein Tzorech L'Anichem B'Kli Echad. You don't have to put it into one utensil, like we said, for example, by an Erev Chatzeros, it has to be in one utensil. And he says, the Pella in the Rambam, he holds in Hilchos Erevim that you do have to put it into one utensil. In any event, the Mechaber continues over here. He says, HaMa'ariv L'Rabim Mishalo, when you do make this Erev for other people, all you do is, when you put it out there, after you mazak it on their behalf with somebody else, Omer Hare Erev Zeh Bishul Kol Ben Yair. This Erev Tchum over here works for the entire city. Obavad Shehei Bo Mazon Shtei Sudos L'Kol Echad. You have to have two meals for every single person over there. As the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Beis, V'afilu Beliftan L'Mazon Shtei Sudos Saki. But even if it's something that accompanies the meal, so it's as long as it's something that would accompany two meals, that's good enough. Like we just brought down with the spices, for example. And this we learned previously, the El B'Simon Tov Tes Siv Zayin. Have to be the actual food for the two meals, it could just be something that accompanies it, like the lifton or the spices. And it has to be l'kol echad, it has to be for every single person in the town who might use this. And this is different. The lo dami le'erev chatzeros, the b'mazon shtei sudos u'kulum sagi. In regards to an erev chatzeros, you just need two sudos over there. That's good for the entire town, no matter how many people live in the town. Because the sham, in regards to an erev chatzeros, hu mishum de echad oser achavero, because there each person ruins it for the other person by placing this food together in one utensil over there. You're establishing everybody as being together. You don't need shtei sudos for every single person. You're establishing the togetherness, and that can be accomplished with just shtei sudos. As opposed to by tchumim, ma she'en kein b'tchumim, ein shayach echad l'chavero. One person has nothing to do with the other person. And every person who wants to use this has to have his own shvis over here. And therefore, you can't have one shvis, so to say, for everybody with just two sudos, but each person needs his own shtei sudos. Therefore, you need two sudos for every single person. And this way, the Mechaber continues, everybody can rely upon this in this situation. The Chavetz Chaim adds over here in the Bi'aloch L'chol Echad, U'pashu dafilu ein bo mazon shtei sudos l'chol b'nei yir. If he doesn't have enough food for every single person, the city has 1 million people, he has to put out 2 million sudos over here. So he says, no, even if he has enough for miktsasun gamkin yuchalar, you can do this over here. However, Yomar, he has to say, shani menicho l'eruv b'shvil kol mi sheyirtse b'nei yir l'smochalav. It's only for the people that want to use this over here. Then it's enough. Let's say only 20 people want to use this Erev, then he has to have 40 sudos over there, two for each person. But he doesn't need to have 2 million over here for all the million people living in the city. Only the people that wish to use it need to have shtei sudos. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'tzarach lezakus lehem ayde acher." And as we pointed out, he has to acquire it on their behalf by using another person to make that zikri for them, and that has to be haroi that can do it for them. And these dinim are like the same exact dinim by kamo be'eru chatzeros. We learned previously the Ramah says ayin le'el simin shin samach bav sif yud, which the Mishnah Berurah reminds us is cut in dalid. The shon nizbar there we learn mihu roi lezakus ayodo, who can do this for you, uli mishu roi layoso shaliach lenoscheros, who could be the one to put it down over there. And all this was explained in bar b'simin tav tes sif ches. Mechaber continues and says, "V'tzarach lodiyam," you have to go and tell them that they're doing this. We'll discuss this more tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.